Let us pray the congregational prayer. Lord, you have called us here this day for healing, hope, and transformation. As we listen to the scripture, pray our prayers, sing our hymns, and hear the words of wisdom, open our hearts to hear your claim on our lives, that we may fully and joyfully serve you. Amen. Let us bow our head. God, thank you for inviting us to worship today. We want to praise and exalt your name through worship, whether at church or at home. Holy Spirit, come upon us at this hour and take away all our concerns, worries, fears, and insecurities that we have brought. Are there among our church members and who are struggling with the physical diseases today? Christ, our healer, come to them at this time. Touch and heal them with your healing power. Are there people who suffer from depression, loss of motivation, and frustration? Oh, merciful God, come to the deep within of their hearts and even to their unconscious and grant them the grace of healing. At this time, we lift up our children to you, whether they are attending worship with us at work or far away. May the Holy Spirit come to them and bless them with wisdom and guidance. So in every decision they have to make in their life, give them the discernment to make a decision that pleases you. Now, we pray for the elderly members of the church. Lord, have mercy on them as they are living limited social activities during the pandemic. Bless them to be healthy and safe, and help them to live in your presence every day. At this time, we pray for those who are grieving over the loss of their families due to the COVID-19 and other physical ailments. Lord, grant comfort and peace upon them, and let them have hope to see their loved ones again in the future. We pray for the health professionals. Give them the strength as they deal with the ongoing pandemic, and pour out your wisdom and leadership on them so that the herd immunity can be quickly achieved and the pandemic can be ended. Now we pray for all Centenary Church members, their families, and their children. May everyone stay healthy and safe, and help our church continue to glorify your name through them. We pray all these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.